Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? Hey guys, welcome to this edition of the Chalene Show. It's Car Smart Friday. Put your seatbelt on because we are going for a ride. Okay, well, first of all, thank you for those of you who subscribe or follow the show on whatever podcast app you listen to, because you had to wait for it a little bit today. Fridays, I don't always, it's green, honey. Brett's driving, and I'm driving in the passenger seat. I wish you could see the look he just gave me. I don't always get the Friday edition up early, because sometimes I actually record it on Friday, and this is one of those days. I'm recording today from the back seat of the car. We're driving home from Palm Springs, where we went for Thanksgiving, and it was nice because it was like the first Thanksgiving in, I don't know, 26 years that we didn't like end up baking and hosting and doing the traditional Thanksgiving thing. Isn't this the first Thanksgiving that we just like were in a hotel?
Yeah, I can't remember any one. Yeah, that we didn't host too.
We always host because I like to host. I like to go on Pinterest and look for a tablescape and come up with something really unique. I mean, I like to go all out for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. I enjoy hosting. I like to do like a really cool tablescape. As you know, I like to be creative. I like to craft. So I love doing that. Brett's great at baking or cooking the turkey. I like doing all the sides and the stuffings and all those things. But this year, Brett was like, I don't want to host a Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay, but I do want to do that. And he's like, all right, well then fine, we'll do it. And I said, no, I'm just saying I do and you don't. So let's talk about it. Tell me why you don't want to do it. And, you know, he kind of explained all the reasons and family was going to be gone and there's so much going on. And, you know, he's just like, I just want to chill. I really just want to chill. I'm like, okay, then we don't have to do it. See, and that's what you do. You have discussions in a marriage. You say what you want to do. I say what I want to do. We talk about why we each want to do that. And then you just reach a compromise. And so we decided we would go to Palm Springs. Sierra's here with us too. What?
We did have a plan. We were going to go to Michigan, but the airline tickets were so outrageous.
Yeah.
We just felt like, okay, let's go to Michigan a couple weeks after Thanksgiving. So when that kind of fell through, you know how my mindset works. Like when the original plan falls through, I'm like, okay, let's just chill then.
Yeah. So that's what we did. I know some of you are maybe doing your online shopping today or doing the whole Black Friday thing. So I just want to quickly make sure if you're staying home or if you're on your phone doing that, let me run through a couple specials that we have, because the specials are the deals we've got going on today through Monday are pretty phenomenal, and I would be bummed if you missed them. So first of all, if you have ever wanted to try Phase It Up or our supplements, because I put together this pack, it's literally a pack, so that you don't have to remember to take all the things you need to take. And we worked with the very best pharmaceutical grade company that produces supplements that are the essentials for all women. So they've got your phytonutrients, they've got vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K, vitamin E, your omegas, your important supplements for bone density, like all of these things, what you need for basically your energy and your immune system. But they're geared towards women. So there's two versions. When you go to the website, you'll take or answer a few questions to know which ones you should take. Basically, let me just tell you this. If you're perimenopausal or suspect that you are, or you're menopausal, then you want to buy the ones called Myself Again. And if you're not those things, and you want to buy the ones that are called Happy Vibrant, Happy Healthy Vibrant. And the links to that are in my show notes, but you can send me, if you're on Instagram, you can send me the word deal. If you are someone who uses a notebook regularly, not just a push journal, but like you fly through notebooks, we now create like the cutest notebooks and as well as push journals. And we've got a awesome special going on right now where you can get a free notebook. It's like, it's kind of a holiday notebook, but I also designed it so that if you didn't use it during the holidays, it wouldn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? It works for both. And that you can get, again, in our show notes. Just go to pushjournal.com, or you can send me the word push me to Instagram. My Soul CBD, they have like a huge Black Friday special going on. My link to that is in our show notes. Of course, that's where you get your sleepy gummies. So if you struggle with sleep, or I guess there's someone walking in our front door. If you struggle with sleep or falling asleep or staying asleep, you definitely want to check those out. Or if you just wanted to try CBD, go to mysoulcbd.com. Obviously, link in the show notes. We have a $7 special for Insta Club Hub. I'm sorry. Yeah, $7. $7, which is crazy. You get to basically binge everything you could want to know about how to grow your Instagram for 2 weeks for $7. That's pretty sick. Oh, and finally, this is probably a good one. This is one you probably want to tell your, I don't know, significant other that you want an Aura ring, because we finally got a discount code for the Aura ring. It's $50 off. That's pretty significant. And it took us like 9 months to get this. The link will be in the show notes. I don't.
And they get like 6 months free.
Yeah. You get like 6 months free of the service subscription. I don't even know what that costs, but that's how I track my sleep. Okay, back to stuff. It was interesting because we went to Palm Springs, and my friend Dr. Michaela went with us, and she allowed us, by us I mean Sierra and I, to go through her dating apps. Like, so she's on the dating apps. And she's like, they're just horrible. They're horrible, horrible, horrible. And I'm going to agree. Would you agree, Sierra?
100%. Was there anyone cute? All serial killers or under 5'5"?
Yeah. You know, hey, listen, maybe you're under 5'5". But like, you know, it's tough. It's tough out there. And some of these guys... Jeez Louise, I'm like, oh my God. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the guys feel the same way about the girls.
True.
Yeah, that's true, actually, because then I was like, let's watch some YouTube videos. There's got to be some tips on some YouTube videos. So we started watching some YouTube videos, and a lot of the YouTube videos on like how to succeed on these apps are like the guys talking about how bad it is for them too. So maybe there's just, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, but Michaela is like, this is a thing. It is a problem, especially if you're over 40, to try to find a decent, normal human being who is all the things that you want. I don't know how you do it. I mean, so is it the apps? Are you supposed to do this in person?
And there's so many of them.
So many what?
So many apps.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Like, Get a Fish and...
Not Get a Fish. Plenty of Fish.
Bumblebee.
Bumble.
Get a Farmer.
No.
Farmer's Daughter.
Wait, no. That's... it's... What is the Farmer's one?
It is a Farmer's Daughter.
I don't think so.
Farmer's Only?
And then there's Christian Mingle.
You don't know, honey. There's like Zeusk is one.
I'm sure I'm offending
Match,
a lot of people right now.
Probably. Match and... Is it... But she said she will not go on Match after...
And then there's the infamous Tinder.
Tinder. But she's on... Zeusk, and I looked at Zeusk. I was like, this is horrible. Zeusk, I think it's called. What was the one that was actually pretty good that we were looking at? Maybe it was Bumble. I don't know, but I'm with you. And first of all, there's so many red flags you have to look for. Like, people are not honest about their age. For the men in general, maybe it's different for the ladies, but for the men, I looked at their photos. Dudes do not know how to take photos or what photos to upload. They're horrible, their photos. Oh my gosh, it's like completely blurry. weirdly cropped. They've cropped out so much of the person who is like next to them because they thought that was a good photo that like it's only like a quarter of their face. So I don't know how big of an issue this is for my audience. So you guys have to tell me. Jump in the pod squad or send me an Instagram. And should I do an episode on dating over 40? Obviously, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd have to bring on some experts because I have no clue. But it seems like this is a really big deal. And I have to say, as a married friend of someone who's on the date, it is so much fun for me to look at them because I just rule. I'm like, no, 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 no. But the couple guys that we did actually think she might start talking with, they seemed cute and nice and normal, but they were a little bit shorter.
What was the one gal that had,
what's going on?
People are driving up on us and your car is so sensitive.
Okay.
What was the name of the one girl that had the show that like matched people?
Oh,
you might
yeah.
be able to try to get her. She's in LA based,
yeah.
but she did a lot of people for Orange County.
What was her name, Sierra?
It was like Million or Billion Dollar Matchmaker.
Yeah. Patty Stanger. Patty.
Yeah, there you go. Patty. You get Patty.
Yeah.
Because Patty's off the air now. So she's, you know, she needs, you know, some notoriety and needs some, you know.
Okay. You're saying that she might stoop to the level of a Chalene show now?
She might be a little tougher when she was on, you know, Bravo or whatever network yeah. she was on. And now she might not be as... But I also have a feeling that something happened with her. She might have got canceled.
Yeah, and I need to start doing my research because sometimes, you know, but really, like, who hasn't been canceled? And, you know, I have guests who are all over the spectrum, far left, far right, in the middle. I just, if you've got something of value, then I want to bring you on the show, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I need to, like, be very careful and make sure people haven't been canceled, but I feel like, gosh, everyone's been canceled nowadays. But I really enjoyed doing this Thanksgiving this way. I really do. Next year, I don't know what we'll do. But it felt like self-care. Like we really just chilled out and enjoyed ourselves. And I do want to say that I have had, in the last 2 weeks, very, very... a sense of calm. I want to say very low anxiety. Not that I'm an anxious person, but I've felt so on top of things and so calm. And I am telling you the differences. Your girl uses a push journal, obviously. I write a to-do list out and I have for years and years and years. But for the last 2 weeks, I've had an accountability partner and two accountability partners. And, what we've done is, okay, as soon as you make your list, every day you have to post it to Instagram and you have to text a picture of it to that person. And I've never made it something that I've had an accountability partner for. So I'm now realizing that what I thought I was doing every single day, I was doing maybe 3-4 days a week and missing days. And that's number one. And number two, the act of having to write it all out and send it to somebody and me like trying to put, I've always like, okay, there's got to be more things I need to do and put on this list. I can't even tell you how much it's relieved my brain. And that's has a lot to do with my ADHD, because if you're someone who creates lists and you're like, oh, I don't need to write this down, I'll remember it. But your brain has to constantly ping pong that and like also try to remember not to forget it. And it's just so powerful. And this is not a push or pitch for the push journal. I want you to do this, especially right now during the holiday season. Just do it. Get yourself a text someone right now and say, okay, will you do this with me for the next, just do 2 weeks and see how they do. See how you do. And just say, every day we're going to send each other our to-do list. Now, my partners are Brett and my girlfriend, Anne. And some days, like, you know, I'll text my list to Anne and it's incomplete. Like, I've only put down like 4 or 5 things, or she's only put down like 3 things. But it starts the ball rolling. And then when I get the text from her, I'm like, oh, shoot, I haven't done it yet. And then I'll do it. And then we have a consequence that we pay. You know, you can agree to do that with your partner, your accountability partner. Like maybe you're like, okay, if you forget a day, I'll pay you $20. Or if you forget a day, I will, I don't know, come over and babysit your kids. Like have a consequence. I'm telling you what, you will feel so much more relaxed and confident and accomplished. Because right now you're trying to remember everything you have to do and everything, everyone you have to text and who you have to email and what you have to buy. And I can't forget that we have to throw out that rug and buy a new one, or you know what I mean? Like all these things. And you're always trying to remember them all. And that clouds your brain. It gives you brain fog and it makes you anxious because your brain is trying to figure out what to do with all those tasks and assignments. And there are additional steps to this, but I just want to give you like that. That's the basic push me challenge. And I'm challenging you to do this. You don't have to give me your email address. You don't have to buy a push journal, but you have to create a to-do list and post it up to Instagram every day and use the hashtag push me. Get an accountability partner. That is the game changer. I kid you not. So I'm going to finish recording this podcast for you guys, and then I'm going to get on my phone and do some online shopping. We'll go home this afternoon. We'll get to go visit Bob. You know, somebody sent me a DM. People are so nosy, but I mean, I know they mean well, but sometimes their questions are like kind of rude. They're like, oh, wow, how do you feel being in Palm Springs and Bob isn't with you? I'm like, well, first of all, Bob is with his wife, so he's very happy, number one. And number two, he didn't know it was Thanksgiving last year. You know, he doesn't know what season we're in. He doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't, you know, it's just different. And so we'll see him today and it'll be great. I know a lot of people also are like, we want more Bob content on your Instagram, more video. But the thing is where he's at, it's just not appropriate. And I mean, if we're like in his room and it's just him, I could film him. But like, you know, we just want to, it's different. He's not with us 24/7. Like when he was, you know, on my Instagram all the time, I would show you like whatever, maybe a 30-second clip, but he was with us 24 hours. So now when we see him, it just doesn't always work out. And if there's other people there, it's not appropriate to film. You know what I mean? Unless, of course, they've given us permission or whatever. So I've done a few things. We always try to take a photo. But yeah, I mean, just please know he's really happy right now because he's seeing his wife and he's being nice to her and he's, you know, he doesn't really understand where he's at. It's hard to explain this disease unless you have gone through it. But again, I know a lot of you are either facing this or may face it in the future. I gotta tell you, A Place for Mom was a godsend. And reading all the books about Alzheimer's makes a really big, don't just try to think like you can listen to my podcast and know how to cope with this. There's some phenomenal books out there. And I have them linked in my Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram, my highlights, there's a Bob highlight, and I've saved all of the books and recommendations and things that I think will really help you. So I hope that you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving, those of you who are in the U.S. Apparently Thanksgiving is something that people celebrate outside of the U.S. Did you get that? I heard that from people.
People celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like at least they do Black Friday specials and stuff like that. And
I didn't know people celebrated.
I didn't either.
Unless they were like Americans that they were celebrating.
I could have got that wrong. Maybe it's just Black Friday that people celebrate.
Like Ashley and Pat had like a Thanksgiving dinner in Germany, but they weren't. It wasn't like a Thanksgiving dinner, you know, festive like they were celebrating that.
Yeah. So either way, I hope you had an amazing week, and I hope that you feel calm and relaxed and that you put a plan in place, because we are entering into the season that can be very, it doesn't have to be, but it can be very, very stressful for people. And I think if you go about it a little differently this week, I think if you approach it with a plan, with creating a daily to-do list, I think that's number one. Number two, I also would encourage you to check out my podcast on Build Your Tribe this week, because I have done an episode on 20 different ways you can start making extra money online immediately. And I think that was an important episode for me to do because this time of year, people tend to go in debt and it doesn't hit them until January. And you just, you don't want to be that person. I don't want you to be that person. So know that there are other options. I'm not talking about necessarily starting a business because I know you're busy up to your eyeballs, but there are ways to make additional income for you online. And I would love for you to look into it. Like, what is the harm? So do that. Subscribe or follow. That's the new thing, is you don't subscribe to shows. You follow them. So, you know, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on all the podcast apps, but just type in Build Your Tribe and click the follow button. And, you know, if an episode doesn't work for you, don't listen to it. But that one on how to make extra income online, I think that's going to be very helpful to you or to your kids. All right. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.